Glory to God. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who teaches us your will, who teaches us what he inspired as written in the Bible. We thank you, Father, for today we get nourished. We eat of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, thank you for coming today. We are continuing our Bible study using our book, Financial Prosperity, Breaking the Back of Poverty. Okay? Previously, we defined prosperity. And we say that financial prosperity is when God, with or without money, provides for all your immediate needs and assignment and you're content and grateful with that. Then we also learned how to avoid shipwreck, how to ensure that our lives are not destroyed by prosperity or money. And we say that we can do that by always being content with what we have. And we should always be ready to be a blessing. And number three, we should always remember that money is not the most important thing. It is the least thing. Glory be to God. Then last week, we reminded ourselves that love is the foundation. And knowing that, we should pursue love. Glory be to God. The topic today is financial giving. Okay? Financial giving or giving. Glory be to God. I did not want to add and receiving it. Giving and receiving, because but anyway, we shall see the giving side, the receiving bit in there, okay? But the topic is financial giving or giving. Glory be to God. Our theme scriptures, we have two theme scriptures. The first one is Psalms 126. Verse 5 and 6. I'm sure Sam knows that. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6 says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." All right? Giving is equated to sowing. And here we see that when you sow, you will reap. Okay? When you go forth with seed for sowing, okay, it is automatic, it is granted that you shall come back rejoicing with sheaves. Okay? Much more than what you planted. Okay? So, you can see that is the receiving bit. Okay? Giving and what? And receiving. Now, Luke chapter 16. This is another theme scripture for today. Luke 16, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, which is money, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" Okay? That means that if we are faithful with money, okay, in this context with giving, okay, there is something called true riches, okay, which are not money. Hallelujah. All right. Now, what are the benefits of giving? What are the benefits of financial giving? All right. Number one, okay. I have listed 7 benefits. Okay. And hopefully I will do it as a teacher. Eh? Okay. I might. Okay. Number one, the first benefit of giving is people's needs are met. All right. Okay. I have pushed the you, what you get in return. Eh? I put it at the what? Bottom. Eh? Okay. Because, when the benefits are primarily ours, eh? Okay, it can also lead you or lead us to get off track. You understand? If you know it is, you know, every it is me, mfunira muwa. Okay? And I see this in this attitude that is prevailing now in Kampala. I don't know whether it is prevailing in the nation, but at least I know in Kampala it is. The whole, this thing of, like sowing into the anointing, okay, which is scripture, but, you know, it seems, it has evidently been taken to dangerous extremes, eh? Okay? Why? Because people are giving mostly not to benefit the giver. Okay? But it is primarily, what do I get in return? Now, and so, there's this thing of not giving to maybe ministries, eh? Which, are not prosperous, eh? Okay? Not giving to people, poor people, but it is all, you know, you look for something glamorous, eh? Okay? And you give to that, eh? Okay? Why? Because when you give to a poor person, okay, you're tapping into poverty. You see, eh? So, what does that mean? It means, it kind of, what people are actually saying is that God is not interested in giving the poor. Isn't it? Okay? And according to you, when I give to the poor, I'm not going to benefit. So you can see it's you, eh? Okay? Yet there are thousands of scriptures, eh, which talk about giving to the poor. Okay? The Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to God. And God will what? Pay him, you know, eh? You see, eh? So when, you know, eh? So that also means that people don't even take time to inquire from God where to give and who to give. In their minds, you know, God is only saying, give to what? Give to the rich pastor, give to the rich ministry. You know, eh? So this whole thing of, anyway, do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, because me, when I give to the poor, poverty, which is not even true. Okay? But people have emphasized more of what they will get. Okay? And it's like, there are no other benefits, you know, eh? Other than what they're going to get back in return. Eh? You understand? Eh? Okay. So, yeah. So the first benefit of giving has nothing to do with you. Okay? If you're someone who's is selfish. Yeah? The first benefit of giving is people's needs are met when you give. Okay? And if you are a real giver, you know, a giver by heart, that makes you happy. You benefit, because Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So that means that if you're a real giver, you know, you're so delighted when you give. Okay? And if you're mature, you don't have to be motivated by what you get back in return. Okay? People's needs are met. Glory be to God. Okay? There is a delight in seeing that you have provided for someone's need. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12. Okay. Remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9, they are talking about giving. All right. So, in verse 12 of chapter 9, Paul says that the administration of this service, okay, this service of giving, not only supplies the needs of the saints. Let us just stop there. Okay? It is there, eh? Okay? Your giving, your service supplies the needs of the saints. The needs of your brothers and sisters. Okay? And by the way, these brothers and sisters that the Corinthians were going to give to were broke Christians. Okay? In Judea, they were broke. Things were bad. Okay? And Paul was like, this is gonna supply the needs of your what? Of your brethren. Isn't that awesome? Okay? Well, someone might say, but you even don't have to read the scripture for that. We know, of course, when you give, someone benefits. Okay? Well, if you didn't have to read the scripture, then why is the scripture there? Okay? Number two, the second benefit of giving, okay? Giving results in thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. Giving results in thanksgiving to God. Okay, so giving, that means that giving benefits God. Hallelujah. Okay, that means if you really love God, okay, if you really love God, okay, you should be glad to give. Yeah? You don't have to be motivated by what you're gonna get back in return. But just to know, okay, just knowing that your giving to somebody is going to make them thank God. You know, that's awesome. When you give someone money who has been in need, and they're like, man, thank you, God. That alone is wonderful. Glory be to God. The benefit God is going to get out of your giving. When someone praises him, when someone thanks him, okay, for the provision, okay, that is awesome. Okay? So you want God to be praised? You want God to be thanked? Okay? One of the ways that can happen is by your giving. Giving benefits God. Okay? When people thank him. Hallelujah. And that is connected to benefit number three. Okay? Benefit number three, still, it has little to do with you. Okay? God is pleased. Hallelujah. If you love God, you'd want to do something that will please God, that will touch his heart, something that will make his heart glad, and that is giving. All right? Philippians chapter 4. Okay? This is Paul speaking to the Philippians, the Macedonians, after they had sent him an offering. Okay? In verse 18 of Philippians chapter 4, Paul writes and says that indeed I have all and I am and abound. I am full. Why? I have received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. Glory be to God. Okay? They are giving to Paul, to a man of God, okay, was seen as a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. Hallelujah. All right? Benefits of giving. Number one, someone's needs, okay, are met. All right? Your brother and sister in the Lord, or anybody, even if they are not born again, but God has led you to give to them. Okay? And if they are sensible, okay, it will result in benefit number two. They will thank God. Yes, they will thank you. Okay? But even if they don't thank you, at least, most probably, they will give glory to God. They will thank him. Alright? And in heaven, that giving, okay, is well-pleasing to God. It is a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You didn't come to hear these benefits. Someone's needs getting met, then he gives God thanks, then God is happy. Alright? But, okay, these actually, if someone makes these, okay, like the primary motives for their giving, alright, then, no, they are special, they are exceptional. Hallelujah. Number four. Oh, let us first read another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 that shows how God is pleased with people's giving. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 is one which says that God loves a cheerful giver. Alright? If you want to better understand what that means, okay, you're better off reading it in the Amplified Bible, Amplified Classic. It says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, okay? Then he explains what that means. Okay? He takes pleasure in. Okay? Prizes above other things. And is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Okay? God loves a cheerful giver. That means he takes pleasure in. Glory be to God. This is what we're saying. Eh? Giving pleases the Lord. Okay? He takes pleasure in. Prizes above other things and is unwilling to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, let us go to the benefits that are directly for you. All right? And we shall start with one which is not money. All right? Because remember, Jesus said money is the least thing. Glory be to God. So as we mature in the Lord, as we mature in Him, the returns on our giving, should be, in a spiritual order. First things first. The most important things first. The most important things first as we mature in the Lord. Okay? So, the fourth benefit of giving that has to do with you is, again, like we said, it won't be money. It will be what Jesus called the true riches. Hallelujah. The true riches. Okay? The things which are priceless. Okay? Things which money can't buy. Hallelujah. Okay? All right? Let us read again. Luke chapter 16. Okay? Verse 10 and 11. Jesus speaking, the Master speaking. He says, he who is faithful in what is least, which is money, is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, if you have not been faithful in money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? What does that mean? It means if you're faithful with money, you'll be trusted with the true riches. Glory be to God. Notice, Jesus didn't say if you're faithful in money, you'll get more money. Okay? But we know other scriptures which say that. Okay? Like Psalm 126. You go forth, to sow, you return with much more, with sheaves. Okay? But Jesus here, He let us know that there's also the returning back with something even more than money. Glory be to God. And he called that the true riches. The things which money can't buy. The things which are priceless. Hallelujah. Psalms 112. Let's give an example. Psalms 112. Verse 9. Psalm 112, verse 9. It talks about a man who has dispersed abroad. What does dispersing abroad mean? He has given to the poor. He has done what? He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. So this man has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. One of the results of his giving to the poor is in verse 2. Verse 2, it says, his descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of that man, the upright man, who gives to the poor, will be blessed. Hallelujah. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Why? Because someone gave. He gets something, okay, which money can't buy. You just see his descendants, his children, his grandchildren, being among the mighty, okay, on the earth. Okay? Wherever they are, wherever God has placed them. Something which money can't buy. Glory be to God. You know these things, okay? But hopefully, we shall get reminded of them today. And also, they will inspire us to be generous as God leads us. Hallelujah. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. Okay? And what does that mean? It means his generation, okay, and the generations after will be blessed. Notice it didn't say what they will be blessed with. Okay? That means you can't tie down the blessings to money. Okay? Money, I'm sure, is included in there. But there are other things, okay, that generation is going to be blessed with. Things which are priceless. Glory be to God. Remember Solomon, okay, he's giving, okay, God the Lord to come, okay, God to come, he appeared to him in a vision, and asked him, what do you want? God was so pleased with what Solomon did, he's giving, that God asked him, what do you want? And Solomon says, give me wisdom. And God says, you have it. And then he says, and I'll even give you what you didn't ask for. Glory be to God. Wisdom, Wisdom, okay? Wisdom can't be bought. You all know that. Wisdom can't be bought. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember that dream I had, I think it's coming to 2 years now, when I was in the U.S., okay? When God, you know, in the dream, he led me to give money to Robert Liardon, okay? And when I did it, okay, the spirit of wisdom, okay, that is upon Liardon by virtue of the history he has read, God's generals, all that, it came, you understand? Now, that couldn't be bought with money. Glory be to God. It couldn't be bought with what? With money. Okay? This is what Jesus was talking about. True riches. Glory be to God. Amen? We haven't yet opened our book. Huh? We're supposed to be studying the Bible, reading it, but we haven't yet opened. But now let's open. Let's open page 127. Page 127. All right. The paragraph that is entitled "The Angel Speaks." All right. It says that you all should read the book "The Heavens Opened" by Anna Rontree. She once was taken to the throne of God. As she gazed into the light surrounding the throne, an angel called Epagelius told her, "The priceless is uncreated. These, the priceless, the enemy wants, for their value is beyond gold. He will give mere gold and silver for them, but it is not a fair exchange. Wisdom, prudence, joy, peace, truthfulness, faithfulness, these adorn the throne of the Almighty God. Mere jewels cannot compare. The streets here in heaven are gold, but faith is a jewel beyond compare. Mercy, a commodity more precious than diamonds. Okay? Examples of what? Of true riches. Glory be to God. You remember, if you've read Kenneth Hagin, there's that story which I've told before, when he gave a certain preacher money. Okay, there's a preacher who was going to travel somewhere to preach, and to cut a long story short anyway, Hagin gave him money, okay, to enable him to reach his destination. Now, a month later, okay, sometime later, Hagin prayed for someone and the person got healed. Okay? Miraculously. Yeah? Okay? Now, when that healing happened, Jesus reminded Kenneth Hagin. He told him, do you remember the money you gave the other preacher? Okay? Okay? And he told him, this healing wouldn't have happened, okay, if you hadn't given that preacher that money. So Jesus is saying that giving, okay, is the reason why I've used you, okay, to pray for this person, for them to get healed. That means God gave him the anointing for this person to be healed. Why? Because Hagin had given someone money. Glory be to God. True riches, the anointing. Glory be to God. The anointing, wisdom, those things. Okay, benefits of what? Of giving. Hallelujah. You remember in the Bible, that lady, she didn't have a child, you know, it was a couple, they didn't have a child, okay? And they decided to what? To bless the man of God, okay? And the man of God, I think it was Elisha, okay? He asked the servant, he's like, you know, what can we do for this lady, okay? In fact, they called her, they asked her, you know, should we, you know, like introduce you to the commander, to the king? And the lady was like, I don't want any of those things. Okay? Then Elisha got to know that she didn't have a child. And the husband was old. The implication could be that the husband, you know, had reached an age or something like that where basically is impotent. Because why add and was old? Okay? And Elisha told the lady that by this time next year, you'll hold a child in your arms. And it happened. Okay? So how did this lady get a child? You okay? A child, a barren lady. Okay? The Bible, okay, associates it with giving. Okay? So you can see, she got something that money cannot buy. Alright? Benefits of what? Of giving. You know these things. You've heard them. Okay. Hallelujah. For the benefits of those who have come in a little late. Okay. We are talking about, the topic today is giving. Okay. And we have started with the benefits of giving. Okay. The first benefit of giving, which you might not like, is people's needs are met when you give. That's a benefit. Okay? Not necessarily a benefit to you, but a benefit to somebody. Okay? However, if you love people, then it is a benefit to you also. When someone, you know, has been bailed out. Okay? Number two, The second benefit of giving is that person you have given to is going to thank God. So second benefit, which again has nothing or little to do with you, is thanksgiving to God. Someone is going to thank God. So if you really love God, you would want this benefit to come forth. So you would want to give, because you know, praise and thanksgiving, you know, are going to go up to the one that you love. Number three, okay, third benefit is God is pleased with giving. Glory be to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 18. Okay, Paul said that the offering which the Philippians sent to him, okay, was a sweet smelling aroma, okay, and he added and says it was well pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we've been talking about the fourth benefit, true riches. Okay? The fourth benefit now, which, you know, really concerns you, is what? Not money, but true riches. Things which are more valuable. Okay, things which are priceless. Okay? What Jesus in Luke chapter 16, verse 10 and 11, what he called the true riches. Hallelujah. And they include, like we said, the anointing. They include things like wisdom, what Solomon got because of his giving, what Pastor Moses got because of his giving. Glory be to God. Okay? What you also got because of your giving. Okay? Someone got a child, a barren woman got a child because of her giving. Okay? Hallelujah. There's a lady actually in the book of Acts. I think she was called Lydia. And some lady who was raised from the dead. Remember that lady? Tabitha or something like that. Dorcas. And she died. And they called Peter. The disciples called Peter. And said, man, this lady has been so good to us. Okay? This lady has been so good to us. And they got her. You know, Peter, pray for her. And she came back to life. You know, you can see a giving man brought back someone to life. The other lady that we talked about, you know, in the Old Testament, okay, I think she's the one. The child died. Sometime later, the child died. The child that was a miracle, you know, a child that had come because of her giving died. Glory be to God. And again, because of her giving, the child was brought back to life. Hallelujah. Giving. Okay. Doctors, you can go to the best hospital in the world. They can't bring back a dead person. You can pay them all the money that you can, but the person won't come back. Okay? Glory be to God. Meaning that money can't bring back life. Okay? Alright? But giving can. And it did. Two examples in the Bible. Glory be to God. Okay? Then in our book, chapter 9, of our book, you don't have to open there because we're not going to read there, okay? But you know chapter 9, that is a chapter I tell people, I give the book to first read, okay? How, you know, miraculously my kids were born. And for both of them, God said that it's because of your giving. Glory be to God, okay? For both of them, okay, God said, he told me, I'm going to do this for your children. Why? Because they are sacrifices you have made in the past that have greatly touched my heart. Glory be to God. He says that, you know, how old was I at that time? 30-something, you know. And God said that, you know, he told me, you've been working since you finished university. Eh? But you have nothing. Glory be to God. You know, by that time, you know, I didn't have a car, but I would have bought a car. I was earning a good salary. But, you know, I was like, you know, for now, those things will be, you know, in Budo, they used to call it stroking. I wasn't working or living to stroke anybody. Do you remember that term, stroking? By the time you joined, you had left. Well, yeah, the old people, you know. Those people who made you like the school. Okay? Stroking. Remember? Stroking. I don't have a car. I'm not impressing nobody. Glory be to God. Okay? No nothing. In fact, you know, I refused to move out of my mother's house. Yeah? Because I was like, my mom has a house. Okay? I have a free room in the house. Free room treated specially. Moses, you understand? Then I was like, move out of the house to go and give some stranger this money. Rent. Which money can be a blessing to somebody? I was like, no way, I'm not moving out. Or give that money to my mom because she retired or she was retrenched long time ago. And now give it to some guy. Meanwhile, I leave, then I go to suffer somewhere. Because now those things of food. Wow. I didn't know how to cook and I wasn't interested in learning. Okay? And I wasn't interested in cooking for myself. Now, you know, my mom, there's no food is ready, you know, it's always there. Okay? There's someone to help me to wash my clothes. Then now I go to spend money to suffer. I was like, no, I'm not leaving this place until a week or a few days before my wedding. I didn't know when I was gonna marry, but I was like, I'm ain't leaving. Rachel is looking at Mark. You don't have to, huh? Okay? But I knew, of course, most babes would want a guy to show that you're responsible. Your mother responsible, what? I was like, those are theirs. First of all, I wasn't running after any girl. Okay? Even if I started to run after one, okay, I'd be like, I'm ain't leaving. You know, because this money, first of all, that money can help us to go out for coffee. Instead of giving it what? Okay. Unless you just want, you know, to go outside, you can, you know, to have a house where you can have what? They call it illegal or extramarital sex. You understand? If it's not that, really, what good reason? Okay. And this money that I'm giving one time, a blessing is going to come from it and it will bless all of us. Anyway, I was like, I'm ain't leaving. Glory be to God. I'd rather get this money and help some poor kid, pay fees for some poor kid, instead of giving it to a stranger. Some guy, you know, will be bugging me every 3 months or something, you know, Okay? I stayed at my mom's place, okay? My wedding was on 30th, January. Jera will be glad to know that I remember. It is, you know, I don't have to, 30th, January. Okay, I left my mom's place on, I think the last night was, I think it was 29th. No, it was 28th, the last night. 28th, okay. So on 29th, I spent a night with my best man. Okay, and 30th, of course, I waited. So I think the last night, is that the right calculation? Or 29th, I didn't stay. Anyway, whatever, you understand. Yeah, so I stayed 28th, but 29th I stayed at my, with my best man, you know. Glory be to God. All right? Yeah. So you can say, but these men don't mature, don't grow. Oh, well, those are yours. But anyway, look at what happens after I get married. God said, you have nothing. And God knew I hadn't wasted the money. He says, you have sacrificed a lot. He said, the sacrifices you made, those sacrifices that have made you to have nothing, he says that they have greatly touched my heart. Then they now get a child, because I'm going to do this for the child. Okay? You know the story. 2 years later, he appears to me, get another child. Why? For the same reason, you know, I'm going to bless the child. Why? For the same reason. Sacrifices you have made in the past that have greatly touched my heart. Glory be to God. Amen? True riches, things which are priceless. Glory to God. Benefits of what? Of giving. Hallelujah. Fifth benefit. Okay? Okay? Which now has money in it. It has your money in it. Okay? Is abundance. Okay? Abundance. Not for your leisure or for your entertainment, but for generosity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For generosity. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to give to the poor saints in Jerusalem. And he tells them, okay, that when they give, you know, he says, verse 8, he says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance. For what? For every good work. Glory be to God. If you're really interested in giving, okay, there's a benefit when you give. You will get more money to do what you want to do, what you love doing. Which is what? Abundance. You will get more money to give. Hallelujah. And as you know, that giving will create benefit. Number one, someone's needs will be met. Okay. Number two, thanksgiving will go up to God. Number three, God will be pleased. Number four, you know, there are true riches you're gonna get. Glory be to God. So it's a cycle. Hallelujah. Alright? So, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Glory be to God. Benefit. God will give you more to give away. Hallelujah. More to do what? To give away. There was a time when, some time ago, Rachel approached me, and she told me, Pastor Moses, do you know how much money LAT has on their account? Okay? She said, yeah? She told me that, she told someone, either Mark or that, if Pastor Moses gets to know how much money is on this account, he will give it away. Okay? Of course, I'm sure it has now decreased. So, you know, because we pay fees. So, that money was much because the semester, you know, university tuition hadn't yet come. Do you understand? But Rachel was like, if Pastor Mother didn't know, if he gets to know, he will what find it somehow, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's read something from our book once again. Okay. Abundance for generosity. Let's read, let's open page 122. Page 122. This could be the best giving teaching I've ever done. Because it is very, you know, very spiritual. In the sense that, yeah, the priorities are really what? Put at it. You understand? It is kind of organized. All right. Anyway, God will tell us in heaven. Page 122. Okay. Vivian's dream. Okay. Page 122. Paragraph 2. There is a Vivian's dream. Okay. This dream, she had it on 11th of February, 2014. And she says that in the dream, Moses, okay, that time I didn't become a pastor yet. So that's why I said Moses. Otherwise, she said, Pastor Moses. Okay. These were the Zoe days. So she said, Moses was giving out candies to a number of people who were in a queue. He kept on giving non-stop to the people. I realized that the more candies he gave out, the more candies he got. Okay? He kept giving, basically, and God kept him giving more to give away. At the point when I thought they would run out, I asked him if he was going to put some aside for his daughters. Then he said he set aside like two as he continued giving to the people. At one point, I began imitating him. I too started giving out candies, and surprisingly, I also did not run out of candies to give. Glory be to God. Okay? Benefit. For those who love giving, okay? God says that you have an abundance. He'll give you an abundance so that you can continue giving. Glory be to God. Meeting people's needs, which people will thank God, and God will be pleased with the giving, and he promises to give you things which are priceless, to do for you things which money couldn't do for you. Hallelujah. Okay? Number 6. The sixth benefit. Sixth benefit is that you will experience continuous sufficiency. Okay? Which in LAT we call no financial depression. Hallelujah. No financial depression. That we also find in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. The same verse that we read. Because it says that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things. Okay? You will always have all sufficiency in all things. Who has NIV? That verse is powerful in NIV. Okay? Verse 8 says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Okay? All right? In all things, at all times, having all you need. Glory be to God. Sufficiency. Okay? No financial depression. This one hasn't even yet, we're not even talking about having abundance to enjoy. Okay? Having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you're sufficient and you're content. Glory be to God. Amen? You need to go to town, you have money for the taxi. Okay? We haven't talked about you having to buy fuel. Okay? We haven't talked about you having to have a fuel guzzler, which is now wasting. You just have a banner, you know, wasting in quotes. Sorry. Hallelujah. Benefits of what? Of giving. Okay? Which reminds me, I think you're wondering why we haven't yet said that statement, which I first wrote in the book, in our book, on page 12, paragraph 4, the last paragraph on page 12, when I wrote and said that in 1999, while a student at Makerere University, I had an audible voice saying, "If you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life." What did that mean? It meant that at all times, in all things, okay, NIV, it says, you know, that basically means that in all things, at all times, having all that you need. Okay, this is what it means by no financial depression. Glory be to God. That doesn't mean that I always have what to give you. Huh? You come and ask me, can you give me 10 million shillings? Okay, God didn't say that I will have no financial depression as far as you are concerned. He said me. Glory be to God. Okay? He didn't say that I always have money to give everybody. You understand? Okay? But he said, you know, with giving, okay, you reach a certain point, a level, where at all times, in all things, having all that you need. Okay? Sufficiency. Glory be to God. And in a sense, you know, like now, our church, it is at that level. Glory be to God. At all times, you know, we have what we need to do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. We don't have a lot. Even that money that Rachel thought was a lot. You know, it wasn't a lot. Okay? And a few weeks after she said that, semesters began, and kids, you know, then she had to, okay? But anyway, glory be to God. Okay? Now, benefit number 7, the last one. You can guess what it is. You'll have abundance. This time not to give away, okay? But you can give away if you want, but it will be abundance for you to enjoy. Glory be to God. Amen. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Hallelujah. What are those sheaves for? Well, they can be for giving away, but they can also be for your enjoyment. Because 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 says, "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Glory be to God. Amen. Very many times, when God gives us richly, when God gives us too much, when God gives us abundance, okay, when an overflow of resources come in, okay, God would want us to enjoy that as a benefit, okay, of our generosity. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I've just remembered a famous scripture, okay? A famous scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with your possessions. Basically, give to the Lord, okay? Give him the first fruits of your increase. Then what will happen? So your barns will be filled with plenty. You have too much food, basically. And your vats, for those of you who take wine, will overflow with new wine. Okay? And the Bible says wine makes the heart glad. So you can see, abundance to do what? To enjoy. Alright? Tell you, say amen. Wine does what? Sometime ago, I think this year, I told the church what they all know, that there is no single scripture in the Bible, okay, that is against what? Wine or alcohol. None. It's not there. What God is against is what? Too much. Okay? Getting drunk. All right? Now, you see, there's this one. This wine wasn't going to be for pouring. You know, how can God promise that your vats will overflow with new wine? So that what? So that you pour it, water your garden, you know, wine your gardens, wine in your gardens. You know, as in, anyway, you know this thing. Jesus made wine. Huh? I told you that story I read of a certain guy who was against drinking, you know. Alright? And some guy told him, but your Jesus made wine. Your Jesus made wine. Okay? And the guy said, that is the only bit, you know, the only bit that I am ashamed of my master. That's the only one. For that one, I'm ashamed. Other things, yeah, is good, but that one, yet swaza, Glory be to God. Now, Jesus made wine. Now, you talk about, people saying you are mob scriptures. And when, it's like they don't read the scriptures, they're sending you. Anyway, you understand, Glory, I don't drink, and I don't advise anyone to drink, because very few people have the ability to know where to stop. And also, the culture, the Christian culture in Uganda is such that Christians don't drink. The culture, Christian culture in Uganda. Okay, so I wouldn't drink because I'll stumble with Judith. No, Judith drinks. I'll stumble. What? All right? So, anyway, the Christian culture is such that abarokole tebanwa mwenge. You know, so that's a culture. So, don't do it. Because there's people who will listen to you says some drinks. They hear you talking gospel, preaching. Say, that guy drinks. He's not a mrokole. Why? Because the culture in Uganda is that abarokole tebanwa mwenge. Okay? But that is not the culture in the UK. You understand? It's not.
So in the UK, it's kawaii. If you're in the UK and you're local, it's kawaii, you know, eh? Eh, but in Uganda, why? Guys are like, eh. Hallelujah. But just because it's a culture in Uganda doesn't mean, Christians who drink are what? And not, you know, they're sinning. Okay? But, yeah, the culture says that, don't drink, so don't drink, eh? Hallelujah. That is my what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, benefits of what? Of giving. Your vats will overflow with new wine. Wine that makes the heart glad. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Page 122 in my book. We read Vivian's dream. Now let's read Mariam's dream. Mariam's dream. It is the last paragraph on page 122. Yeah, on 12th of November 2014, she said that I saw Moses preaching at Prophet Elvis Mbonye's Zowe Fellowship. He told the congregation that he had had a dream in which God handed him a huge blank check. In the dream, I saw him holding it. It was a huge dummy blank check. After asking us what the dream meant, those things, what does the dream mean, interpretation? Is it from God? You know, he went on to tell us that it symbolized a lot of money God was going to give him. Okay? Afterward, he said to me, in order to receive a financial reward like mine, do what I do. Give. Then the dream ended. So you can see in this dream, it doesn't say what the money was going to be for. Okay? In Sanyu, Vivian's dream, okay, you could see I was getting and giving. In this one, okay, it was money, just a lot of money. What for? For anything. Of course, for giving. Okay, but also, you remember it says, he gives us richly all things to enjoy. Glory be to God. Abundance. Eh? To enjoy. Benefit number 7. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, as we end, let's talk about who we should give to. Who we should give to. Knowing, having seen that what? Okay? There are benefits of giving. Okay? Now I want to know who should we give to. Alright? It is simple. We should give to all people. Glory be to God. We should give to all people as the Spirit leads you. Okay? Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Paul said, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. I think there's a version which says to all men. Okay, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. Hallelujah. So, who should we give to? All people. As the Spirit leads us. Alright? Number 2. The second category of people to give to. The first category is what? All people. That essentially means there shouldn't be a second one category. Okay? But I included the second category, okay, for emphasis. Okay? First category, who to give to? All people. Second category, believers. Okay? Among all people. Okay? Because believers are also included in all people. But that same scripture that we just read, which says that, therefore, as we have opportunity,
let us do good to all. It also adds, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Okay? People who have their faith in the Lord, the people who believe in Jesus Christ. Okay? So we're supposed to give to all people. Okay? However, okay, it is especially to our brothers and sisters. Glory be to God. All right? All people, especially those who belong to the household of faith. Abalokole. But again, I warn you, and that word Abalokole was just shady. But yeah, but fairly. So when people see the things, especially what? They somehow fail to now discern. They think that every Mulokole who has a problem, every Mulokole who comes and shares with you their problem, it says that somewhere, Colossians, I guess, whatever, it says, let your love be with discernment. Okay, the same Mulokole who you shouldn't give even a coin. Glory be to God. I have warned you, just because I've said especially that sort of faith about Okwale, you'll be walking out of here, then some guy, praise God, brother and sister, praise God, sister. I remember any of these things, one time in church, sometime like 2 years ago, so I finished to preach, I sit down, then some young lady comes to me, I had never seen her, she comes to me, say, praise God, So now, anyway, she starts to give me a story how every money she gets, she tithes, okay? Meanwhile, she's holding an envelope, okay? So I'm thinking that she's going to tell me this is my tithe. So every money I get, I tithe, what? Now I'm staying with my sister, and now the landlord is throwing us out. He has given us a deadline about 2 days. We should be out. But every man I get, I tithe. So I'm thinking that now she's going to give her tithe. So what? She believes God that what? God will what? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Then she said, now, I have this amount of money. Okay. Towards the rent, but not enough. I need to add on what? Another amount. Basically, she wants me to top up. Okay? Then I asked her, hey, I haven't seen you here, what? Before, who brought you, She's like, yeah, actually, you haven't seen me. This is my first time, Then in my heart, I was like, someone just wisdom, I was like, now here I am. Should I give money to someone I've just seen, the first time in church, a first time visitor? And in my head, I was like, probably this is why she came. To blow on a preacher's mind. And she has an envelope. Which of her has how much, And she just needs a what? A top up. And she's with her kid sister. But in a her sister kids. Now you can see she's appealing to her emotion, this envelope, it has parts, Sagara Zonda. I think people sit down and they really, what they say, they could look at their what? Their story. Okay? Now you wonder why she didn't go to the church, she prays that. She really must have been a mfele. Why doesn't she go to what? The church, is that her pastor? Why just come to a church the first time? And you what? Go to the pastor. Only, now all those are just signs that, man, there's something wrong here. I don't think you would go to a church the first time, and then you alarm a pastor in need. Most unlikely. Okay? So immediately, I was like, I ask me now, here we go. Here comes another one. Okay? I'm like, let us pray. I was like, I'm not, in my heart, I was like, let us pray. We believe God. She said, no, no.
I don't want prayer. Like now, to try to tell me that you haven't understood what I'm saying. Eh? I have this amount and I need top up. I haven't said prayer. For me, some I just said, no, let us believe God. Hey. And I didn't see her again. Okay? This is another one. Eh? Months ago, eh? She also, what? That kid, eh? You know, I told you, she had a kid, you know. He, no things of what, you know. Then the last time she said, you know. Anyway, those things, eh? Musumba, you know. Musumba, what are you for date, you know? When she told me the transport is worth 30,000, Musumba. And then she realized that what this pastor was born in Kampala. Born and grew up in what? Kampala. Eh? He knows that what? Kampala Steve Zimbi. Kampala. I remember in Zoe, you know those days when I would preach about giving. Eh? Now, you're preaching for people to give, but what people are hearing is you have their money to give them. That's what guys, so if, they're just waiting for you to close the service. Since you love giving a lot. Yeah? And guys, you know, yeah? Thugs, man. Hallelujah. Amen. So, who to give to? Number one, all people. Number two, especially believers. Number three, okay? Who are also among all people. Eh? Okay? Ministers of the gospel. Okay? They are among all people. Okay? Galatians 6:10. Okay? They are also among believers. They are believers. Glory be to God. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders who rule well, okay, not stupid preachers, eh? Those who do their work well, eh? Okay, be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Laboring in the word and doctrine means preachers. Preachers like Sam's wife. Okay? She should be honored. She should be given double honor. She rules well. Eh? Okay? According to me. Eh? You know? Double honor. Okay? Now, Paul had to make sure that people understand what double honor is. Because I think he knew that some guys would want what? The guys, Christians would wanna give. They'll say, double honor you, then they kneel, they respect you. When they meet you, say, hello, pastor, eh? They respect, eh? Honoring. Paul said, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay? He told them what he was talking about in verse 18. He said that, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Okay, meaning that, you know, as the ox is treading out the grain, you shouldn't muzzle, eh? You know, its mouth. Eh? You should let it work as it eats. Glory be to God. So that means that the owner here is talking about letting Sam's wife eat as she does what? The work of the Lord. Okay? And Paul emphasized and say that I'm talking about money or giving, eh? Materially, you know. Okay? He says that the laborer is worthy of his wages, money. Okay? And he was quoting Jesus. Okay? Jesus said this, eh? Somewhere, and I think it is recorded, I think, in Matthew chapter 10. Okay? The laborer is worthy of his wages. Glory be to God. Those are the three categories of people to give to.
all people, okay, believers, ministers of the gospel. Glory be to God.